It's an academic custom that those who have excelled in science, letters, the arts, or have served humanity through writing or their acts should be appropriately honored. Today, the university is to award one honorary degree, the honorary doctorate, at this ceremony. The citation will be presented, and the degree will be conferred by President Hogan. The candidate will be presented by the honorary degree marshal, Sally Reese.
Dennis Michael McCarthy, the financial and intellectual health of any modern American university depends today in large part on the dedication and generosity of its closest friends. Alumni who have built impressive and influential careers on the foundation of their college educations and then give back to their alma mater to provide opportunities for a new generation of students. Dennis, many times since your graduation from the University of Connecticut, you have proven yourself to be one of those closest friends. You received a Bachelor of Science degree in finance from the University of Connecticut School of Business in 1964, and a master's degree in economics from our College of Liberal Arts and Sciences in 1965. You then embarked on a truly great career in American business and finance, taking your first job as a commercial lending officer. Your talent and energy could not be contained, however, and soon you were advancing in finance and management positions at important companies such as Emory Air Freight, and at the very height of your career to chairman, CEO and president of Fidelity Management Trust Company, a subsidiary of the nation's largest mutual fund company. Yet over all those four decades, you have remained a vital part of this institution, not just as an active and engaged alumnus, but as a deeply generous friend and resourceful volunteer. Currently, you serve our university as co-chair of the upcoming capital campaign for the University of Connecticut and as a member of the UConn Foundation Board of Directors. You chaired the foundation board from 2000 to 2004. You were inducted into the School of Business Hall of Fame in 1996. And in 2005, you received the University Service Award from the Alumni Association. Dennis Michael McCarthy, alumnus, supporter, business leader, and philanthropist, we welcome your return to our campus on this very special commencement day and proudly confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters, honoris causa. By virtue of the authority vested in me by the Board of Trustees of the University of Connecticut, it is my special pleasure to confer upon you the degree of Doctor of Humane Letters with all the appropriate rights, responsibilities, and distinctions pertaining thereto.
Thank you very much, President Hogan. And also, I was a little bit emotional when you were saying those fine things about me, looking up at my family. I want also to thank Jack Rowe and all the university trustees for this recognition. When Mike Hogan called me about this honorary doctorate a while ago, I was totally surprised and shocked by the idea of it all. I am truly humbled, flattered, and very appreciative of the degree. Let me also say a sincere congratulations to all you graduates. You really do look wonderful. It brings back fond memories. I understand how relieved and happy you must be, and you certainly deserve every bit of enjoyment on this special day in your lives. Never in my wildest dreams would I ever have thought on my graduation day many, many years ago that I would be back here in this role. But looking at all of you, I fully expect one or more of you will be in this position someday. When I was asked to say a few words, I thought of ideas I could share with you that I would not have known or thought of on the day I graduated from UConn. Let me share with you what I will call a few keys to success, as I have learned them in my professional and personal life. First, I would say, approach life with a positive attitude. Certainly, you have to be realistic depending on whatever the circumstances or subject may be. Having a positive attitude helps you build self-confidence. Having that can-do attitude will help you be enthusiastic and passionate about what you do professionally. And those are two excellent skills, leadership skills, that you could build. And everyone loves to be around a leader. Now, as you graduate from UConn and go out into the world, so to speak, and perhaps end up in a new environment where you are less certain or undecided, I guarantee you, if you look at the glass as half full, you will always be more successful than the person who negatively looks at the glass as half empty. A second key to success I would call protecting your health. Ultimately, you and you alone are responsible for your health in life. Without a solid health foundation, it is very hard to perform to your fullest. I have been fortunate in my life with only a few minor health issues or lapses, but I have seen, unfortunately, a number of individuals in the course of my life, and particularly my career, put their jobs and their lives and their families' lives at risk because they ignored solid health advice. You have great fitness facilities here at UConn, along with availability to all manner of diet and nutritional information. But even if you did not take advantage of them while you were here, commit to yourself now that you will take charge of the future condition of your health. The third key to success I would call personal accountability. I refer to this more as looking in the mirror. So many times in high school or college or in professional life, we all tend to blame someone else for a mediocre grade in a course or an underachievement in a sport, or worse yet, in your next life, a major professional failure. How many times have you heard someone say, "I only got a C because I had a lousy professor"? Well, certainly not at UConn, but maybe high school. Or, "We lost the game because the coach didn't put me in." And now I'm telling you, in your professional life, you will hear similar blame statements such as, "I did not get the promotion because the boss likes so-and-so." I'm saying there is a direct correlation between holding yourself personally accountable and having a positive attitude. I'll tell you just one little personal story. When I graduated from UConn in the mid-60s, I wanted to go to work for a major New York City bank. All my sources were telling me at the time that only Ivy League grads make it in the Big Apple. I hadn't even been to Manhattan when I was still at Storrs. Well, once I was working there a while, and yes, I was up against guys from Yale and Wharton School at Penn and the Tuck School at Dartmouth, I realized that even some of these guys would use the blame game when they didn't get the recognition they thought was due them, instead of looking in the mirror and holding themselves personally accountable. I soon realized that my factual knowledge in corporate finance and monetary economics from UConn were just as strong as theirs. But with high work ethic and a can-do attitude, I did succeed. And no, I did not get every promotion I thought perhaps I could have, but the ones I did get were far more satisfying to me, I think, than those other individuals who probably are still sitting around complaining about some old boss. But no matter how strong your education is from UConn, and no matter how disciplined you are at protecting your health and carrying a positive attitude, a certain percentage of your success is being in the right place at the right time. Basically, luck. Being in the right department, being in the right company, being in the right institution when the promotions are made or the bonuses are paid that year. Some of that timing you cannot always influence. But what you can influence is a lot like they say in football, focus on one play at a time. Focusing on doing your job to the best of your ability day by day by day is all that you can influence. And I would add, have fun with it as you start the next phase of your life of continual learning. In closing, I ask you to always remember two words. Two words that I'm sure you have heard and said many times at UConn. I'm going to say the first word, and I hope you will say the second word. UConn! Good luck to you all.